All right, so we're at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Very interesting concept here. Hachoshev lishloch abib kadon. Somebody who thought, meaning somebody gave him a deposit to, you know, let's say a really fancy watch, and he coveted the watch. He's like, you know, I'm gonna just take the watch for myself. That's what he.
To wear.
That's what to keep. I'm gonna make believe that it was stolen or whatever it was. Or, I don't know, whatever. I'm just trying to think of an example. Maybe it's the best example.
No,
he might notice it on this.
Like the Rolex I don't
wear. He might notice it on the.
Or the fake Rolex,
No. This is
used
for Shabbos, I know.
Anyway, so I didn't do any action yet. Rashi says the case is that he said in presence of witnesses that I'm taking that bekadon for myself. Okay? Now, Beishami says...
He doesn't want to give it back?
Beishami, no, he's taking it for himself.
It's a jump attack.
He didn't do anything, but he expressed it to witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To two witnesses. Beishami, says at that point, that's called being Shalech Yad, and since you're Shalech Yad, you're already responsible, and if anything should happen to it, you're responsible. Okay? That's Bisham's opinion. Chayv. Till you actually touch it and take it for yourself, you didn't do anything. And talk is cheap and doesn't mean anything. Okay.
It's a deposit, though. You answered already. It's a deposit.
Yes, but I didn't.
No,
I take it to, you know, like the deposit was put here and I'm picking up to take it and bring it somewhere else.
Bacon quit and you're safe.
Or somewhere else, right? I'm taking it with intent to keep. I'm picking it up. So that's Basil's argument. Okay. The words are he didn't send his hand with his friend's item. Okay. Now he does. Let's say it's a barrel of wine, and he just tilted the barrel for not only many reviews, and he took a little bit of wine.
To taste,
you know,
it, to
see a sample, it.
Yeah. Whatever.
If it's mine.
Yeah, he won't notice, whatever. Yeah, he thought he'd get away with it. And as luck would have it, Vinishba, and it broke. And a Mashal Miller Revius. All I owe is the Revius. He could be up, but if he picked it up, Vinatal Miller Revius, Vinishba, Mashal Tmekula, then he pays for the whole barrel.
Oh.
So that's the story, okay?
A Revius that doesn't break anything is allowed that. That's
no, he's not allowed anything. He has to pay back what he stole.
He's a chayev for the Revius. Revius.
No, it's a full.
It's a kiddush. You could make kiddush on it.
Revius, right? Whatever. Six ounces. That's rove revius. The four is like rove revius.
Yeah.
3.6.
But it's not inconsequential. Even a little taste is consequential.
It's consequential. We owe him back for that.
It's not
but
yours.
The point being is, you didn't do a kinyan. That's the point. If you lift it up, you made a kinyan. Now you're responsible.
The whole
no
thing
what
is
happened.
Yours.
Tilting is not considered.
Tilting is not a kinyan. No. Exactly. Yep. Okay. Good. Now. Craig the Gemara, Minani really had it. Rabbi Beishliel, Bisham, I know this. The Tana Rabbanan, because the rabbis learned. Pasuk says, I'll call Devar Pesha. The word, key word here, Devar, Dibur. You didn't do anything.
Nothing, yeah.
You said that you're doing. That's already enough to be Machai of you. Bisham, Yomre, Milamit, Shechai, Valam, Machshava, Gemaitza. A Machshava that was actualized in speech. You're high for already.
Yeah.
That's what Devar Pesha means. Dibur.
Let me say Devar was not an action.
Exactly.
Not an action.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Is this a Shomer
Chinam? Oh, we generally mean?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's what the Pasuk says.
Speech is not an action.
Yeah.
We've learned that.
Yes, that's exactly. But look what he's saying. The verse says that you're chayev for Devar Pesha, meaning Dibur. So I'm already chayev at that point. Yeah. What?
Is it a Shomer Chinam?
It's a Pekadon, it's nothing to do.
The case of the Mishnah?
The case of the Mishnah is the Shomer Chinam. He's not being paid to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's why he's not responsible for breaking it, breaking.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, it depends whether it's an onus, but anyway, simply put, it is a free watch. Okay. So you see, Shechai Vala Machshav, Kimai said, it's as if the action. Which sounds like action.
Yeah.
You took it. You had to lift it up. Good. So now they're arguing back to each other. But what do you do with our pasuk? It says I'll call for pesha. If I look by Nemar, I'm like shalach the other melechus reyu. So we have my pasuk. I have, we have our pasuk of your pasuk. So in kiv matam lemar called for pesha. So how does Taka base? Beis Hillel deal with the pasuk from Beis Shammai. You might think, maybe I'm only responsible for my own actions. Shalach Yadu means my own hand. So Amr La'avdo L'shlucha, what if I tell somebody else, take the barrel, pick up the barrel, or a shliach? I mean, I don't know, there too. It's as if I did it. I'll call Dvar Pesha, because my action was just the word. He did the action for me. My word that he did the action, that's also a kind of form. That's how you read it into the words. Anyway, that's the story. Okay, we don't explain what does Beis Shammai do with the Shalach Yadai, but okay, whatever. It's Kavachom. It's that and this, okay? He does a chavis. What if he tilted the barrel? So, Rabba, lo shono, lo nishbra. The reason why it's putter is because it broke. But if the wine turned sour after he took a revius, then he's responsible for all of it. Why? From tilting. Why? My timer.
Happened because of the tilting.
It happened not because of the tilting. It happened because he
opened.
He opened the barrel.
And the air.
He helped himself. The air lets in that a barrel that's full can stay for very long. But once he helped himself to some of the wine, that's already putting his arrow in, and it caused it to sour.
That's the arrow. The arrow is the air.
The fact that there's less wine, that's what's the matter. The revius that he took caused that.
Spoiled the whole thing.
Exactly. He ruined it. Okay, Higbia, you lifted it up and not fully met up, then he's responsible no matter what. Now, Amr Shmuel, not Amamish. He doesn't have to actually take. He picked it up to take. Even though he didn't take, that's good enough.
And even then it's spoiled?
No, not spoiled. We're talking about he picked it up.
And what happened?
Whatever happened, it broke. Okay. Even if it broke, I'm responsible because I already stole it. The lift up,
it's
Shliach HaZiyad, so Lema, because Amr Shmuel Shliach HaZiyad, and it's Chazaron. If you don't have to actually take it, that means Shliach HaZiyad doesn't need Chazaron because there's no Chazaron here. Yes.
What if he's moving because it's his storage facility?
That's something else. The only if the intention is to steal it.
That's intention. They see you moving the keg to make room for another deposit.
That's not stealing.
Right, so we already learned that. It depends why you're moving it. We had that sarkol or sarkol.
You have the kavana to steal.
Intention matters in this thing. If you picked it up to acquire.
Because you can't get the kasha on the maize. That's the fact.
No.
Come
on. Okay, I'll try to answer. Okay. Yes. The answer is once you pick up, the key element is did you pick it up to acquire it or didn't you pick up to acquire it? If you picked up with intent to acquire, then the fact is it's yours. How will we know what was your intention?
Yes.
There's no way to know. You're absolutely right. But if we can, sometimes there's circumstantial evidence. They can say, look, he picked it up and moved it to his private secret closet, secret hideout. Then he picked it up to keep it. Okay, if he picked it up just to move it because he needs to turn the stock, or you turning the stock, whatever it is.
Right.
So then it's the other. Then it's the other way. But the point being is that doesn't change the principle. If you picked it up to take, you're responsible no matter what happens. If you moved it for its sake, it'll depend. Was there a special place where you're supposed to be? Or not a special place. That's what discussion. That's what we had in the previous Mishnah. That was the case of the previous Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is, it sounds like Shliach HaZiyad doesn't need Chesaron according to Shmuel. So, calm down. Okay.
He's a nice guy.
That's why I come. If you were nice, you shouldn't be
there for starting.
All right. Not necessarily true. Okay, Shani Haki, here it's worse. Why? The nichalei the heavy hachaves kula basis laharavius. Because he prefers that this barrel should be a complete support to that revius. In other words, what's going on over here is that revius, I don't want to. I'm picking it up to have my revius. I didn't have it yet, but I acquired that revius already. Okay, when I lift it up, where do I want to keep it? Well, I'm going to keep it in the best place, which is right inside the barrel. You know why? Because it's going to hold. It's going to be my revius will be better. I picked it up to acquire the revius worth, so it's like I already took it. Okay. But I'm keeping it in the barrel because that's the best place to keep it. It's otherwise it'll spoil.
Yeah.
I don't want my piece to spoil, right? So it's a support to that revius. That's the answer. By Ravashi question, what if a guy picked up a wallet to take a dollar out of the wallet? Ma, what's the deal? Chamra hudul mitter elag of chamra. The wine holds the wine better. Okay, more wine in the barrel, the better all the wine is. So there, yes. Avozuzah mitar, but money is money. So if you didn't take the money, it's nothing. Al dilma shani niturusadarna kimi niturusadinor. Or maybe, actually, a wallet is a better place to keep money than just loose. If you keep dollar loose change in your pocket, it's easy to lose that loose change. But if you have it in a wallet, so then all the money keeps safer in a wallet. So that's the two sides to look at it. So even though I picked it up for that $1 that's inside the whole thing that I wanted, but that's the question. Does it have the same status as the barrel of wine, the little bit of wine that I want out of it, or not? And we remain with the teiku, and that's the story. In the end of the perek, Hajron Alacha Mafkid. Okay, so now we're up to one of the two very difficult, known, difficult prakim in Bava Metzia. So we're going to try and try our best, okay? We'll give it our best shot. So first, to give it a little bit of an introduction over here. And that is, we're trying to understand how transactions work, okay? So a transaction is, I want to buy something. So the question is, who's the purchaser? And so I'll give you money, right, in consideration for something. So the question is, what is the money and what is the item being bought? You understand? And that's really what we're discovering over here. Because sometimes it's not so easy to understand which of these things in the exchange is acting as money and which of these things in the exchange is acting as the purchased item, okay? You want my money and I want the item, but sometimes the item is gold, a gold coin. So in other words, I'm giving you silver for gold. Well, who's the purchaser? Are you the purchaser? You're giving me gold for my silver? Or am I giving you the silver for the gold? The same with copper, right? So I want the pennies, I'm giving you. So where's the exchange? And the reason why that's relevant is because when the item that affects the kinyan is given first, so then it's too late to back out. When the purchase item is the thing that's being purchased is traded, so then it's not too late to back out. That's the point. Meaning if let's say, all right, so that's that. I don't want to give too much away. So that's the basic principle. So now we're going to see what the Mishnah says. Hazav kone es hakesef. The gold purchases the money. Hakesef eino kone es hazav. And meaning the silver. So the gold acquires the silver. Hakesef eino kone es hazav. But the money doesn't require the gold. It's the other way around. I didn't say it clearly, but the way it works is that when the item being purchased is taken possession of, that means the sale's finalized. The money, okay, you have to pay him. You owe him the money. But the item was taken, the item was changed, that's being purchased, that's when the transaction takes place in Jewish law. Okay, because money isn't the kinyan, it's the Meshicha, the Hagbah.
The receiving.
Yes, exactly. But we have to know, sometimes not so easy to know what's the purchase item. So when I take the gold, let's say I want your gold and you want my money for the gold, right? And we agreed upon a price.
That's a
when I take your gold, then the money's yours already. and the deal's done. When you take my money and you didn't give me the gold, you can still say, you know what, I changed my mind, here's your money back. You could back out of it. It's possible.
The buyer? No. The buyer.
The buyer is in possession of the thing that he's buying, of the thing that he's buying.
No.
It's done. And I just owe you the money.
Okay, no.
You get it?
The seller can retract, the buyer cannot.
A seller can retract if the seller can retract and the buyer cannot. Right. Even if the seller got paid already before he gave the item, he can still retract.
Okay.
Now, hazov kones a kesef, hakesevina kones hazov. Hanechoshes kones a kesef. Copper also acquires the silver. Hakesevina kones a nechoshes, and silver does not acquire copper. Because vis-a-vis copper, money is kesef is more money, more looked at in money. And every exchange, not every exchange, but many exchanges, it's not a barter, it's a purchase. And one thing is acting as the money, and the other thing is acting as the...
Silver was the coin.
Silver was the key money. Get it? Okay, now. Mos haros. Let's say there's bad money. Konos esiyafos. It acquires the good money. Because the good money is the one that's more money. Okay?
Tradable.
It's tradable, exactly. More fungible. It's easily traded. That's exactly right. The thing that's harder to sell, that's harder to get rid of, that's the purchased item, so to speak.
Okay,
right. Vayafos in a kones haros. Asimon, which is an unstamped coin, kones a matbea. That acquires the matbea because the matbea is the real money. Vamatbea in a kones asimon, but the money of the matbea doesn't acquire the asimon, the unstamped money. Metaltalin, kones a matbea. Portable items, like whatever it is that's being bought, the tchatchka. Okay, so that's konen the matbea. Matbea no konen is a metaltlin. In other words, the transaction already happens once the item has changed hands. The item being purchased changed hands. And then the money is just has to be given, but the deal's done and the sale's over. But if the money changed hands before the item was transferred, so then you could back out of it. However, right? And that's what he's saying. Kol metaltim konas hesef. Metaltim acquires each other. Ketzad, how so? Ma'ashach imenu peiros. Let's say he took peiros. V'lo nasamanus, and he didn't give the money yet. So we're seeing it in action, okay? So you took the peiros, didn't give the money, and yachal aksar bo. At that point, the guy can't back out. He has to say, look, you took it, you owe me the money. I'm sorry, you can't change your mind anymore. If he gave the money first, and he did not yet take possession of the peiros, Yachalakhtar could say, oh, wait a second, I see the peiros, I don't like how it looks, I see these fruit, it's not for me,
no,
I want my money back, not the quality I like, give me it back. Aval, Amru, even though you're still able to back out, it's not a nice thing to back out. You already give the money. Not nice. And therefore, they say, Mishapara me'anshe dar marble, you get like a curse. Okay, not a nice curse. A curse. You're allowed to back out. But Mishapara me'anshe dar marble, the one who punished and paid the people of the marble, generation of the marble, were known to be crooked in this way. Umidara flogo, they were not good people. Who asili parmi mishaina omed bidibur? A guy doesn't keep his word. You already agreed to the price and now you're backing out? Come on.
But what's wrong with it?
It's wrong.
No, why? In his shame. But
that's what I say.
You are seeing it and then you are disappointed. What would you
No, do? That's called a mekartos. It's not really that. You just backed out because you think you could get a better deal.
Ah.
You know? So you're not keeping your word. It's not a nice thing. You gave your word that you buy. You agreed on the. You agreed. It wasn't like a surprise. If you, it's not really the case, like you said, that it's not the quality that you liked. You're just backing out because you reconsidered. Stamba say. That's not appropriate.
Can a Jew mekalle another Jew?
It's not anybody doing it. It is. He receives it for having backed out of his words. No words are uttered. You understand? We're not cursing.
One.
Generally not. No, you're not allowed to. Losakalo cherish, and we say that's just an example.
But it has power.
Yes, it does have power. Just like a blessing has power, a curse has power also.
Oh.
Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shimon disagrees. He says, "Kol shel kesef yado, yado ha'tachtona." What's the expression? Cash is king. Whoever's in the possession of the money, that's the one in power. So if I still have my money, so then
I come back.
I can back out. I didn't pay it. If you have my money, then you can say, too late, you can't back out. You understand? The one who's the money, who is in control. Okay. That's the Shitas Reb Shimon. Brings us to the Gemara. Masni lei Rebbe le Reb Shimon, pray. Rebbe was teaching this Mishnah to his son Reb Shimon. And he said, Hazav kaines hakesef. The gold acquires the silver. Amr le Rebbe, shan islanu bi aldusech. So Reb Shimon says, when you were younger, when you first taught me this Mishnah, you said, Hakesef kaines hazav, the silver buys the gold. And now you're teaching us, now that you're older, you're changing your mind. And he's saying, Azov, Kanis, Akazov. So what's going on over here? When you first taught it to us, you said the other way. Now you're saying it this way. I don't know. What changed between what you taught me then and what you're teaching me now?
That's you're more mature.
No, so this is, you changed something. It's Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, is saying, you changed your mind here. What were you thinking then? What changed? What did you change? So,
okay.
Gold is more chashuv than silver. Okay, it's a more valuable thing. And therefore, that's the money. The money is the more chashuv thing. Kasbadil chashuv, and silver, which is less important. Havipere is like the produce, is like the item being purchased. That's what he originally thought. The kani lepere, and therefore it acquires the pere. Letiva, okay, it goes to the where the money is. Biziknusi Savra, when he got older, he thought, no, kaspa the charif, silver is sharper. What does that mean, sharper? Meaning it's
more harder material.
More tradable, exactly. It's currency. Because it can, it's. Yeah, right. It's
all over the world.
It's exchangeable quickly.
Yeah. More people
it circulates, exactly.
More people can afford it, yeah.
It's more readily acceptable by
merchants.
Yeah, well, you go buy the fruit and you give them a gold coin, they're like, get out of here, yeah. I can't help you.
I cannot afford it.
Like you go to a gas station,
Exactly. So the charif, that's what he's saying. That's the tiva. That's what changed. Exactly. Oh, that's what changed in his mind. David, the charif, it's not as fungible, not as quickly. You can't just go anywhere. So have a peri. That's the peri. The kani le peri le tiva, and therefore the peri acquires the money. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. The way he used to think is makes more sense. Okay. I like the old way of thinking, not the new way of thinking. Why? Because he said the copper by silver. Now, if silver to gold is a peri, so then then I need to tell you that copper to silver. That even though when exchanging silver for gold, the gold's the money and the silver's the peri, but you're teaching me a new chiddush that when comparing silver to copper, it's money vis-a-vis nechoshes, because everything's relative. You know, like if you're exchanging, so in other words, maybe gold is more money than silver is, but we want you to know that silver is more money than copper is. So it's a good thing to teach us. Ella, however, if you say the other way around, that actually silver to gold is the money anyway. So hashel gabidava the chashuv. If but to gold, which is even more chashuv, it's the money. It's still the money. So the gabin chashuv, which is less chashuv, the iu chashuv, iu charif, it's more fungible and it has both milas. Mibai, do you have to tell it to us? The fact that it had to teach us the din of nechoshes and silver indicates that otherwise it's a waste of you're telling me something that's more obvious. That's the question. That's the question. So that's why he likes the first way. Okay, now the way he used to think. It's rich, but really is an answer. As Halgadetachamina might have thought, honey, pretty coins like pennies. Ba'asra disagi, and there's a lot of pennies around. Inu harifi, it's even more fungible than the silver, because the silver is still a high dollar denomination, right? What a lot of gas stations, they won't take anything higher than a 20.
Yeah,
whatever. They want cheap money. Okay, there. So silver is high. Silver is a lot of high bills. Whatever.
No. Is there a different element altogether?
According to these,
silver, the krutos, that's
copper.
Copper. It's not practical. You have to have a whole bag.
No, that's what you think of. That. Those days,
he's a rich guy.
In those days, we were able to buy. In those days, we were able to buy
something.
For the gas station, 20s are like silver. Because it's tradable.
Anyway, the point is, priti could be more fungible. That's really what the point is. Kamashmalan, that it's not. Even more than silver. And that's what he's saying. Amen. Kamashmalan, given the ika dukta, the losaki, there's places where pennies are not that plentiful. Yeah. So therefore, peyrafi, it's the lesser of the two. So the answer is that it's the lesser of the two, but it's not exactly immediately obvious. Because that's the point. Okay. Va'afra b'chia sabra da'avot divahava. Not only like we... So Rav Ashi liked the old way of thinking that gold is actually the money. We said he thought he brought a proof, but it wasn't that conclusive. And even Rav Chiya holds that gold is money. Why? Because here's the story. The Rav Osif Dinri Mibarte de Rav Chiya. Okay, so he borrowed some gold from the daughter of Rav Chiya. What happened? Lesov Iker Dinri. In the end, the gold went up in value. Also, came to Rabbi Chiya. So he came to Rabbi Chiya. Amrlei Zil Shlimla Tavin B'Tekilin. Okay. You pay it up. Okay. So
it was money.
Yeah. So one second. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Dava Tivava Shafi. If it's money, then I get why you're paying for it. In other words, there's a rule. If it's money, and even though the fluctuation of money, right, we don't say, hey, wait a second, you're paying back interest. Like, let's say I borrow a dollar, and then I pay you back a dollar when a dollar is able to buy more. Okay?
Nobody says that.
A dollar is a dollar. It's money. Yeah. We don't do that, right? We won't play that game, right? Because it's the cash. It's a cash thing, right? So therefore, so the same thing. If gold is money, then it makes sense that he was able to pay in money, in gold. But the fact that, but if it's not money, it's just peri, it's just like an item. So aliyah mit perava, have a lay sa basa, which is a problem. I can't borrow from you a cup of flour and then pay you back a month later when flour went up in price. It's like, that is a sir because of interest, okay?
I can pay you with flowers as well.
With flour. You know what I'm talking about. Flour, like flour, a couple
dough,
of flour.
The dough.
The powder.
The powder, yes.
Yeah. Right, so I took a bag of flour from you, and I'm paying you back a bag of flour, and it costs more than what I took, and that's a problem, okay? I'm a vassar. So the Gemara says that's not a right. Why? Because Rav didn't have a lay. Rav had the money. It's not like he did not have the money at the time. He just needed it handy. In other words, he needed the cash right now. I have the same gold in my safe. I just can't access it right now. I'm gonna have to find the key and unlock it. Whatever. I have to go to the bank. That's a different story. You understand? Since I could exchange it right now. That's not called interest. And that's why even if it is payri. You know? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let's say, okay, I'll give you an example. Right? If basically, even if it's let's say flour. Let's say I say, can I borrow a dozen eggs? Okay. Go to my neighbor. I'm baking now for Pesach. Can I borrow a dozen eggs? I have eggs. They're just not...
delivered yet.
No, I already have them. They're just in storage or whatever. It's like in my other refrigerator and the key is locked. Okay, to there. So I'm borrowing. I don't have access to it. So I'm borrowing eggs, but I'm not really. It's an immediate exchange. I'm going to give him back my eggs. So therefore, even though by the time I brought it to him, it's worth more, it doesn't matter because the exchange really is immediate. It's because I have it. I'm only borrowing it for really momentarily, and that's the difference. And that's why Rav, since he was in possession of gold at the time, it doesn't come to an interest question, and it's okay. All right. Amarava. So Rava says, new thing. Hi, Tana Safar, Dava, Divava. This Tana holds that gold is money. All right. Titania, the Bryce says, Pruta, Shamra, Echo, Mishmoin, Visser, Italki. What's a Pruta? 1/8 of an Italian Isser going. Lemaina, Gamina, why is that relevant? Likatushisha, because you have to know how much money is necessary to marry a woman, which is a Pruta. Isser. How big is an Isser? Echad me Esserim Varba, Bedina Shal Kesef. It's the small coin, and it's 1/24 of the silver dinar.
A quarter, basically.
What?
Quarter.
1/24 of a silver, 1/24. Yeah, well, right. L'may nafkamina, why is that relevant? L'mekha chamemker, for business. Okay. Dinar Shal Kesef, what is silver? Echad me Esserim Echamisha, me dinar Shal Zav. It's 25 silver coins is equivalent to 1 gold coin. Okay. The main of Camino, was that relevant?
Dinner or no?
That's how much
the coin doesn't even.
The dinner? Of silver, a silver dinner vis a vis a
gold dinner.
It's 1/25. 25 to 1, which is
the ratio, the price.
That's what it was in those days. Okay, gold is much higher vis a vis silver these days. It's more than 25 times, I think.
Now?
I think so.
$2,300 for an ounce of gold.
For an ounce of gold? And an ounce of silver is $2,300?
27.
20.
No.
Yes. It went up a week ago, and it's a rise of 34%.
If you have $2,400.
If you have silver,
okay, and silver? $2,400. And silver?
I bought a 22.
Okay, so, and silver is what, 50?
No, $30.
$30.
Yeah, well, that's a big difference. That's even more than right. But this is what it was then. The Mayanaf Kamino, the Pidgin Aben, because it's relevant because you have to know how much to give for Pidgin Aben. Now, if gold is money, so Mishar Tana Bimidi Dikits, then it makes sense that you're measuring your silver in something that's solid, that stays in value. You want something that doesn't fluctuate so much. Then it makes sense to be money, right? Eliamrit pira have it, but if you say it's peros, so mishar tana bemidi the ochre vizil, things that will fluctuate. It doesn't make sense that we're locking in or we're defining something like that silver in, that it's defined by something that fluctuates. It's illogical. Vizimnim da mahader le kahana vizimnim de mosafle. Sometimes it's, sometimes he underpaid the coin, sometimes he overpaid the coin. The most of like you, Lakana, it's like, well, it's not a good system. The fact that we're saying that's what you owe for is connected and we're attaching it to the gold it means that gold is money, not a commodity, basically. So, Ella, Shmamina, Tibhavi, Shmamina. And that's bottom line. We do look at money, at gold like money. It's just vis-a-vis silver, it's not money. Okay, that's the point.
Is there a concept of an asset in halakha like this? Gold's really an asset, is
it? Well, it's both. It could be both, that's the point. It could be both. That's what our dollars used to be, a gold standard. That's really what it is. Yeah, but I'm saying there's an idea behind that. Okay, anyway. Shema Mina, that's what we're saying. Now, Tananas, we learned there, I want to...
It's late already.
It's really late. All right, should we stop here? Yeah. All right, we'll stop over here. Yes, bye.